This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Ms. Brisson.
Okay, given that, then I again would like to see us just move to vote on principle rather than language, and somewhat reversing myself from the first time, but agreeing with myself the second time, which is just vote on the concepts of 4 years and in odd years. And what did we say? In order to do that, you have to have a two-year hiatus. Is that right? That's the only way
right.
It works. Keep it. Yeah. So can we just vote on those things to give direction?
Yes.
And then allow the working group and others to start refining the language?
Mm-hmm.
That's my motion.
Okay.
And I just want to start getting some votes because some of us are going to start falling off. We'll end up with nothing.
And you don't even live on the East Coast.
Exactly.
So,
that sounds good.
Consistent with the motion of the maker, as probably not written down by anybody, with regard to the proposed amendment to Article 4, Section 3, is there objection to giving the work group general instructions that the language proposed is pretty much okay? Election of delegates shall be held in odd-numbered years, with election for 3 staff delegates and 9 listener-sponsored delegates held each time. Is there objection to giving a general okay to the work group on that particular section?
Are you including the 4-year terms?
Not yet.
Okay.
Hearing no objection, that's the general consensus of the committee in its instructions to the work group. With regard to Section 5, election time frame, we have language proposed by Henry Knorr, which I don't think was modified in discussion.
We haven't discussed it.
Okay, then let's first go on to Section 8 on delegate terms of office. I think the general consensus of the committee appeared to be that the language developed by the work group should include options to be eventually voted by the membership with regard to term limits, as generally discussed. Is there objection to giving the work group the go-ahead to finalize that language along the lines discussed?
This is Bob. I want to make it more specific.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to propose a substitute language for a motion to be adopted?
Yeah.
Then go ahead.
Okay, that the working group be given instructions to develop language for, and if necessary, we could vote on these separately if there's any objection to any piece of this package. Number one, for 4-year terms. Number two, for a definition of a remainder of a term vacated by a previous delegate. Number three, for providing 2 options to the membership to vote on, one being a 1-year term limit and the other being a 2-year term limit. That's my proposal. That's my motion.
Point of information, how about the 2-year hiatus? Is that in there somewhere?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, let me add that too. And then the final piece would be a 2-year hiatus between after a term limit.
Okay, as a point of personal privilege, the chair must exit the call for about a minute and a half to let the cat out. and I'll appoint the secretary as Chair Pro Tem, so that the language of this can be finalized before the vote. I'll be right back.
Unfortunately, the secretary didn't get it. That was just planning to rely on the recording and our good chair for for getting it for us. The did you have those 4 points written down?
I don't, but I didn't write it, but I can recapitulate.
Okay.
So the instruction, that the working group be instructed to report back with language to amend Section 8 to include the following elements. First is 4-year delegate terms.
Uh-huh.
Second is a definition of
partial term.
I guess for now we can just say partial terms. We know what we mean by that. Okay. Third would be.
Chair is back.
Okay. Third would be two options for the membership to vote on. One being a 1-year term, a 1-term limit, and the other being a 2-term limit. And then, what are we up to? Number 4 would be a 2-year hiatus between eligibility or before eligibility to run again after a term limit has been reached.
Does the secretary have language?
The work group is instructed to report back to the committee with specific language for amendments to Section 8, is it?
Right.
To include, 1, 4-year delegate terms, 2, definition of a partial term, 3, providing 2 options for membership to vote on, 1-year, 1-term limit versus 2-term limit. And number 4 is the 2-year hiatus, mandatory hiatus, after term limit met.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. That's good.
Is there discussion on the motion?
Actually, I'm sorry, Bob, just one more piece.
Go ahead.
Speak? Okay.
Yes.
Could we also direct the working group to send out their language, once they arrive at the language, to send it out not only to us, but in the interest of time, to the PNB, not as the final recommendation, but just for feedback, and also to the governance. And you know, with an invitation that anyone who has concerns or different wording or objections to please write back to, I don't know, maybe to the chair of the committee, and the chair could disseminate it to the whole committee before we can reconvene on the 17th. And then we'd have a broader range of opinion to go on before we make our final decision.
We can do as much of that as the secretary manages to get.
No, may I ask a question? I understand that both Bob and Lydia are on the governance committee.
Right.
So would it suffice to ask that the language be sent to the elections the committee, and that that Bob or Lydia be asked to forward it to the entire PNB and the governance committee for their input?
It's okay with me.
And vice versa. And
feedback.
Feedback from the governance committee that they would liaison to this committee.
So how should that be worded, and that that the proposed language be forwarded, be sent to the elections committee by a certain date, which will allow the Bob to or Lydia to. Send to the PNB and governance back prior to our meeting?
Bob and Lydia are both directors, so just in general, why don't we just have them handle the feedback and inform the elections committee?
Okay.
Without specific dates, just assuming that they'll do it as soon as they can.
To solicit feedback and inform the elections committee.
Yeah, and the the work group, I'm sure, will, in sending out the notice through Bob and Lydia, will mention that we need the feedback by our meeting on the 17th.
Okay, well, so the work group is directed to report back with final language for amendment to Section 8 to include four-year delegate terms, definition of a partial term, two-year options for membership to vote on, one-term limit versus two-term limit, two-year mandatory hiatus after term limit is met, and that the proposed language be sent to PMB and governance to solicit their feedback and form our committee meeting on the 17th.
Right. So the proposed language to be sent out to the governance committee and the PMB by members Brazon and Lederer, or Lederer, let them work it out themselves.
Yeah, that's fine.
And the feedback from the PMB and the governance committee should be sent to elections committee members Brazon or Lederer for transmittal to the committee.
Okay, that's on tape.
Well, we need language to
All right, so the proposed language to be sent out by members Brazon and or
Lederer.
To the PMB and the governance committees to solicit their feedback
right.
prior to our meeting on the 17th.
That's enough. I mean, because in whatever email they send, they can request that the feedback come back to them. Doesn't have to be in what the committee votes on.
Okay. So moved then.
Is there any objection to the motion as worked out?
No. Mm-mm.
Then that motion is adopted.
So then we have not discussed the timeline at all.
And there's other things too. So with regard to the timeline, I believe didn't I read Mr. Knorr's proposal?
You did.
Were the other items related to the timeline or to the items that we were already discussing?
It's totally separate. There are other areas of the bylaws affected by the committee's proposal that I want the committee directed to address.
Point of information?
Yes.
Those other items... Terry, that you identified, aren't those mainly just kind of logistical fixes? There's not any things that are policy matters that are likely to create division, in your opinion, from having reviewed them?
No, I don't think so. I think the work group can handle them.
Right.
But you know, if the overall proposal from the work group changes delegate terms to 4 years and doesn't also change the terms for affiliate and associate delegates to 4 years, there would be a problem. And so in my email earlier today, I identified those types of issues.
Right. Can I just follow up? Because my internet is out, so I didn't see your email. But it sounds to me like they're non-controversial, so in two seconds, we could just agree to instruct them to come up with language on whatever your list is. We can just accept your list as a list that needs of provisions that need to be reworded and ask them to do that and bring it back to us.
Yeah. And there's also the issue on...
point of information
on what's right before us on early hire of an election supervisor if the PMB fails to set a schedule. A member has a point of information.
That would apply to associate stations, but not affiliate stations, correct?
No, the bylaws have separate language on each that would need revision if all terms are going to be 4 years.
Okay, that's not my recollection, but we can hammer it out in the meeting.
I mean, the work group might want affiliate. I mean, not affiliate. Associate station elections every 2 years rather than four. I don't know.
This is Henry.
Go ahead.
I agree that I think we can basically take Terry's email and solve those problems. But what I'm concerned about is I detected a lack of consensus about the first part of my language for Section 5, which was in fact taken from Casey's language for Section 5, which is to say that the business about the PNB or in the absence of action by the PNB on NES setting specific dates, I thought there was objection to that, and I'm hesitant about the, I mean, we're because of the time pressure, I feel like that, you know, that we can't do final language if we have substantive disputes.
I have something I'd like to say about election time frame when we get to it.
But I would second what Henry said because I was going to raise that myself next.
Well, let's go to Section 5 then. That's why I mentioned that I had already read it so that we could now address it.
May I?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I concur. I went back to the original time, the original language, which I think at this point it's going to be simpler to just modify the original language. I inserted a couple of dates from the calendar that the timeline that the work group spent most of its time discussing is the logistics of the timeline. So, for example, just using the current language, we could eliminate some of the specifics, but leave the key points, which there seem to be broad agreement on. And it could read something like, in delegate election years, the nominations for vacating seats shall be open on or before June 1st and remain open for a minimum of 30 days. Next sentence would remain unchanged. The national local election supervisors shall thereafter prepare the written ballots for each radio station, listing all the candidates and setting forth all other information required by these bylaws. Then the next one, ballots shall be mailed or otherwise made available to members on or before September 30th. And then the next sentence in the existing bylaws just jumps right into, to be counted, a ballot must be received on or before November 15th, the election close date. So I hadn't quite figured out whether there was a simpler way of wording that or a more precise way if we choose. But I'm curious if other people feel as I do, that the language up until that point is fine. My feeling is that would provide the framework that people, you know, felt was needed, but still leave a lot of leeway to make things work logistically better.
This is Lydia.
I'm taking us back. Anyone after Lydia?
Henry.
Henry, who else?
Bob,
anyone else? Ms. Brazan is recognized.
Yes, no, I think that my point is that I think that there is a need for us to, especially with things like this, with a specificity of timeline, is that we need to treat bylaws for that for which bylaws were intended, which is the broad strokes. It's supposed to provide a framework. And then there is supposed to be policy to define it. And so I think it's far more workable because anyone who has been through a bylaws change process knows how difficult it is. So I don't want to condemn us anymore to that kind of bylaws nightmare. And instead, to recommend to the PMB to pass a policy, and therefore, and per, like I said, with some caveat in there that it, that timeline can be changed with 60% of a future vote, but more than likely the PMB will just keep renewing the same timeline unless there's a, you know, a Katrina or, you know, something equally as catastrophic. I hope not will ever happen again. But nevertheless, something that is really compelling, it's unlikely that the PMB is going to be looking to for the additional work. So I think it's sufficient to be in policy. And however, like I said, my only objection was not that. My objection was to put it on the PMB to change it. My view is you recommend to the PMB that they pass this timeline, and then, you know, if some future PMB wants to change it, that can be determined then, but by a certain, you know, more than 60% or something. That's my recommendation. And that the ED and the election supervisor are not the ones to make the determination.
Point of information. Is the committee prepared to offer the initial policy for PMB adoption as well as a bylaws language that refers to the current policy?
Can I ask for a clarification on Lydia's comment?
That's kind of what I was doing. I was asking Ms. Razan to answer. If the language of the bylaws amendment referred to the foundation elections policy or the timeline in the foundation's election policy, could the work group come up with an initial policy statement for PMB adoption that sets a timeline? You know, that has the specific dates that then could be adopted or changed,
right,
like any other policy.
Yes, that was what I was trying to motivate. I have no problem with the timeline that's been put out. I'm just saying I simply think it should be passed as policy.
And another member had a point of information.
Yeah, Jane was going to ask me something.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to understand. So if I understand you correctly, that the Casey's original wording, you think it's the best, but with perhaps some additional language referring to the timeline document, is that, am I understanding you correctly?
My only objection to Casey's language was I don't think it should be the prerogative of the ED or the election supervisor.
Okay.
And that there should be, so that it should be, the timeline should be passed as PMB policy. Also that it should not be incumbent on the PMB to pass it every year because they're just not going to ever get around to it. So unless there's some compelling reason to do it, then you should put some provision in there, 60% or two-thirds, I would prefer 60%, to pass it in a future year if they need to change the timeline.
Point of information for the chair?
Yes.
Aren't there other sections of our bylaws which say, for example, I know some bylaws say that the meetings will be held in California or some other date as specified by the whatever. So could this say that the timeline will be thus and such or some other time frame authorized by two-thirds of the PMB such and such notice?
That's another way. I'm just trying to avoid this whole concept of having such detailed bylaws and do as most organizations do, which is have a framework and then you develop policies such as your timelines become part of your policy.
Yeah, it could be. There's too much specificity in the bylaws. But like the specificity of a $25 membership rate in that section of the bylaws, it gives the PMB authority to change that without a membership election.
This is Henry.
Teresa Allen.
I think I have an old stack.
You had me on the stack.
Yeah, I have Henry and Bob and then Teresa.
Mr. Chair, I was temporarily cut off. I'm not wanting to be on the stack. I'm just
okay.
Back on the call.
Oh, okay. Henry, go ahead.
2 points. The reason, an argument for saying the PNB or an election supervisor should set it every year is that there are some details that vary, like the calendar, like when, you know, when is Labor Day and things like that. And also what stations want to do, what stations are planning or wishing to do about their fund drives. That's something that's a reason for giving for saying that something should be set each year. And if we have the if we have a PNB setting it once, and then we have a requirement of a two-thirds vote to change it, then it seems to me we're just saddling a we're recreating the problem of excessive detail, just not in the bylaws, but on the part of the PNB. That's, to me, the main argument for saying somebody should set it annually by looking at a calendar. The other thing that I want to say about if we do broad strokes, I believe it was Lydia said, you know, ballots should be sent out on or before September 30th, and I just want to point out that that means a conflict with fall fund drives, which was one of the main... avoiding which was one of the main goals of all the fiddling that the work group put into trying to devise the timeline.
I'm sorry, the September 30th was in that, wasn't it in that
just the bylaws requirement to have to finalize all of the voting by the delegates?
Well, the proposal that I sent out, which was
mailed.
The so-called middle ground proposal, did not
August
have
15th.
That.
I think we're
August
talking about different things. We're just
August
talking
15th
about,
or August 22nd, right?
No, I wasn't talking about the election dates. I was talking about the approval of the bylaws change calendar.
I'm sorry.
We're across.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I misunderstood.
Okay. No.
Mr. Lederer?
Well, I'm trying to synthesize all these ideas because I think everyone has a piece of the right approach. I kind of am attracted by the general thrust of Lydia's direction, which is not to put a huge amount of detail in the bylaws about exactly which date this, that, and the other happens, but also not to give, I don't know that she said this, but I'll say it, not to give too much discretion to a future PNB to, you know, do something radically different than what the intent that hopefully we'll all kind of reach some general agreement on the type of calendar we'd like to see, even if the details can vary from year to year based on pledge drives, based on, you know, natural or unnatural disasters and so on. So what about some approach, and maybe we could phrase this as, again, instructions to the working group to work on language reflecting these principles, that would provide parameters, perhaps including some of Henry's parameters in the bylaws, like, you know, the nominations would be not less than 30 days, the ballots would have to be mailed. I don't know if we want to be as specific as naming the month of September, but maybe something a little more open-ended, like, you know, during the months of August or September. I don't know. But just some general guideline as to when, roughly when the ballots should be mailed by, and then a date, let's see, you had said not less than 40 days after the mailing of the ballots, on or before which completed ballots must be received. Anyway, something like that. An added piece is that the PNB would be directed to come up with a policy, an initial calendar, okay, and we could even set a deadline that would be written into the bylaws, although it's just a one-shot thing. It would be like, you know, by June 30th, 2008, the PNB shall adopt the calendar. And then, and that would be the calendar for the 2009 elections. And then if there's a need in the subsequent election, which would be the 2011 elections, to modify that, there would be a default where the same calendar would automatically be in effect unless by a certain deadline, by, you know, whatever we would say, November 30th, 2010 or something, or any year. No, we don't have to name a year. By November 30th, if the PNB has not by a 60% vote modified it, then the calendar that they adopted first remains in effect, or something like that. The main thing I want to avoid is, having sat on the PNB now for 2.5 years, is that there is every issue balloons and takes more time than you anticipate and gets delayed. So the last thing we want to do is to say that if the PNB doesn't act, then we have a single appointed official determines this very important matter. I think that would be a mistake. I think it should be that, you know, there should be a high bar for the margin to pass it, and then it's automatically there unless the PNB affirmatively acts to change it. And if they don't act by the deadline, then the current one just stays.
This is Lydia.
And this is Jerry. Go ahead, Lydia. I'm next.
Yes, that's the language that I had in mind. If the working group can work in some guidelines and parameters. But I was looking forward to perhaps this PNB voting on the timeline that is recommended, obviously, for next year, and that that default mechanism would be built into that as well for the next time.
Yeah, my point was that I would like this same work group to come out with a resolution for the PNB that establishes the timeline that will be the PNB policy referred to in the bylaws.
Oh, I agree.
May I on that?
Yeah.
And Serene trying to get unstuck as well?
Just that Casey had raised the point in our work meeting that perhaps more than one option should be laid out for people to choose from. And I wondered if that is feeling from the committee as a whole, that we would like to provide more than one choice, or that we should choose the one that has the broadest consensus to present to the committee.
Ms. Roberts?
So as not to lose the benefit of all the work that we actually did do on the timeline, coming up with, I think, three proposals, and then settling on the second one, is there any opposition to us using that timeline as the timeline that we're establishing for the PNB, which will then serve as the default timeline unless they take particular actions by particular date?
Would you like me to read it?
Yes.
Okay. This is the work group proposal. Nominations open June 1st, close July 1st. That's 30 days. Ballots mailed on August 22nd, which gives the election supervisor 52 days to prepare the mailing. Ballots are due October 7th, which is the case between the ballot mail and the ballots due, as compared with the current 31. And the assumed seating of delegates in this timeline would be November, as contrasted with the current December seating date. And the date of record for this proposal would be July 15th, which is 38 days prior to the mailing date. Again, nominations open June 1st and close July 1st. Ballots are mailed August 22nd. They're due back October 7th. And the date of record is July 15th.
Did Ms. Allen want to be on the stack? Or was she just rejoining the call?
This is Casey. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay.
I was just joining the call.
Okay. Terry, up on the stack. If seeding is in November, there are various other bylaw sections that are affected with respect to the selection of directors and officers and stuff. Mr. Nora had a suggestion of even if we move the elections forward, we have seating in the same in December, just like now. And there is some ambiguity in the bylaws with respect to when the election of a delegate becomes effective. If it's effective when at the point of election, or if it's effective at the moment of seating, and it would be useful if that ambiguity was cleared up in proposed bylaws language in an amendment. Mr. Peters.
I have two concerns about the timeline that was just read. One is having the date of record after the closing nominations means that you may have people who are no longer members running for the board. I know that's somewhat unlikely, but also it makes it difficult to determine who is eligible to sign the nomination petition. So that's one concern. Another thing is that the extension of the election in case of needing quorum was not mentioned. I believe that the current 2 weeks is wholly inadequate to get the word out and try to make up for a lack of quorum. One possibility would just say that the election remains until met, but at the very least it should be extended to.
Should be extended what?
To at least to 3 weeks, if not to to extend it all the way to when quorum is met, regardless of how long that takes.
Yeah.
Those are good points.
Mm-hmm. This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Yes, and I would support until quorum is met. That's number one. And then number two, if the committee can at least respond to, the working group can respond to the issues that Casey raised, that would be valuable.
So do we have a motion from Mr. Lederer regarding the sense of the committee on Section 5 that needs to be amended to address these additional concerns?
Can I have a point of information first?
Yes.
To Serene, I wasn't quite clear what you were proposing. Were you saying that that timeline that the committee, that the working group developed sounds good with the caveats that Casey mentioned, but were you saying that should be written into the bylaws with an escape hatch for, you know, that the board could vary it under special circumstances, or were you saying, like Lydia proposed, that that should be a policy that the board adopts? Which were you suggesting, Sarah?
Ms. Roberts?
I think it needs to be incorporated. I don't have a problem with it being a policy. But if it's going to be a policy, then we need to have some sort of language within the bylaws that ties the board to acting by a certain date. Because if in fact we go with, let's say, the version that the working group, the timeline the working group accepted, and that becomes part of the policy, the board can, by itself and without coming through either governance or elections, then change the policy and, in effect, create a new timeline, right, in 3 or 5 or 7 years. They can simply change the policy with regard to that. And I think that a decision like that should have a broader buy-in than just the PND.
So can I ask
so
what...
So my preference,
yeah,
I guess,
what's your fix
is that it
that?
Would be in the... I'm sorry?
What would be the way to fix that?
My preference would be to have it, either have the specific date in the bylaws, or to go with what Henry offered, but with the dates matching the new timeline rather than the old timeline?
This is Jane. May I get on the phone?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, Serene, that's a little bit what I was saying at the outset, is that if we could provide the key points and then still have an escape hatch, which is doable, but specified here. So if it read, in each delegate election year, nominations for vacating seats shall be open on or before June 1st and remain open for a minimum of 30 days, the national local election supervisor shall thereafter prepare the written ballots for each radio station listing all the candidates and setting forth all other information required by the bylaws. Ballots shall be mailed or otherwise made available to members on or before August 30th. The election close date on or before which completed ballots must be received to be counted shall be not less than 40 days after the mailing of ballots. And then some kind of escape clause. That more or less puts the new timeline in place.
Might there be sufficient flexibility to have a 30-day window on each of those dates? So to specify also no later than as well as on or before.
Well, I think it goes without saying, Terry.
That's what the
not later than means.
Not later than doesn't prevent someone from choosing January in order to shorten the terms because they don't like the current PMB.
Although it's
hard to get the PMB to approve that.
Yeah, this is Serene. Can I just jump in there?
Go ahead.
With regard to, I don't remember, someone else might have raised this on the call tonight. I, by the way, am approaching my cutoff time. It is almost midnight here, so I have 6 minutes left. But someone might have mentioned this earlier about also putting in language that prevents the PNB from either dramatically shortening or dramatically lengthening the term of an existing board and using, you know, something along the lines of 45 to 60 days as, you know, a shift, that whatever calendar is instituted, whatever new timeline may be instituted, shall not result in an extension or shortening of a delegate's term by more than 45 to 60 days, depending on which number people are comfortable with in terms of the offer.
Well, once 4-year terms are decided, then shortening or lengthening terms doesn't come into effect unless the seating date is changed. And if the seating date is changed, then all the sections in the bylaws relating to December and January meetings also need to be addressed by the committee.
Right, but unless we are locking them into a particular timeline, if we're giving them flexibility, we can't give them endless flexibility. I think you yourself just pointed out that they can, in fact, do something in January as opposed to June. But if we make it a shorter period of time, something like 45 to 60 days, and build in enough cushion in the non-hard date timeline that we're proposing, even for them to use, we still have some room to play, if you will, depending on what's happening elsewhere, without having to go through a whole revote, which means at this point people would, in fact, be voting to allow the PNB the flexibility that does not currently exist with regard to the lengthening of terms.
So I'm not clear on if the committee proposal is going to change the seating date.
This succeeding date as it's
that, isn't that a governance issue? Oh, I'm sorry. This is Lydia.
Well, the language that we used was assumed seating of delegates, which means that, you know, we're assuming it'll be in November, but maybe it'll be December.
Yeah,
and a lot of the things we've been talking about, there is some overlap between elections and governance, which is why it would be useful to have, you know, folks from governance engage in the discussion with them.
Yeah, if we have seating, if we have different seating dates, then there are additional sections of the bylaws that must be presented for amendment at the same time.
This is Lydia.
Don, go ahead.
Yes. I think at that point it becomes a governance issue. I think the election should deal with the elections, and then the seating issue should, because it, not only does it affect the existing ones, but there are people who don't believe there is enough time. You're required to have a December meeting to choose your local officers, and very little time to then pick your PMB directors and for new board members, et cetera. So I think that there have been questions about that overall timeline and subsequent elections to the PMB. And even your officers of the LSB. So I think that's a governance issue.
And
I mean, the Elections Committee can recommend that they look at that, I think, in relation to what we passed. But.
So do we have revisions to the proposal before the committee regarding its instructions to the work group?
This is Bob.
Go ahead.
I'm working on it,
okay.
But I'm not quite there yet. But I just wanted to respond to the last thing Lydia said, because I think it would be a mistake for this committee to relinquish the kind of overall direction on whatever proposal. Absolutely, the governance committee should look at anything we do, but I think it will fragment the process if we say we'll only craft language for this piece of it, and then we'll pass it on to another committee to craft language on the other piece. I think it's really an interrelated package, and we should just take it on, and if necessary, you know, say that we didn't reach consensus, so we ask governance and the PNB to look at either option A or option B.
So anyone else want to be recognized at VAMP while Mr.
That's
Letterer
fine.
Finishes
That's
his
fine
drafting?
With me. I withdraw my objection.
Before everybody leaves the call, Ms. Burden had an issue regarding the meeting of some work groups, or a work group, to schedule a meeting of a work group that hasn't met, perhaps, staff lists or membership lists.
Is she there? If not, I'd be happy to do it.
Well, does that settle it then?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. What's the question?
Well, I'm not sure what Ms. Burden wanted to bring up at this meeting regarding the scheduling of perhaps just the issue that certain work groups have not met, because members
well, actually,
are busy doing working on other work groups, perhaps.
Terry, I actually do know what the issue is. I don't know how she intended to present it, but I know what the subject is.
Well, go ahead then.
We had a working group with regard to lists, and we were talking here about listener members lists as opposed to the staff list, which I think is something that Bob is working on with Mary and others.
Mm-hmm.
This working group was consisted of Teresa, Mary, Deb, Carolyn, and myself, and we were to have met Friday, was it only, no, a week ago, this past Friday. Teresa wasn't on the call. Carolyn called her. I called Mary. And Deb, my apologies. For some reason, neither of us called you. I actually sent something out to the group a little earlier tonight, to the committee a little earlier tonight. Carolyn feels that the two of us were on the call, and she felt that Casey should be on the call, though there was no point in having the meeting. And I pointed out that neither the committee nor Casey had indicated that he would be part of the list working group, and that, in fact, I had spoken to him earlier and that he was not available to do that, that he was going to be joining a second working group, of which Carolyn and I are both members, by the way. That's the one we've been reporting on all night, the short meeting. Casey's participation, there was no point in having the meeting, so essentially there was none because no one else was on the call and she didn't want to continue.
Yes, Burton, you want to be recognized regarding...
I just wanted to make sure that Casey stays on the line because we have the other issue to be referred to the PNB about the local election supervisor still to consider.
Yes, I am still on the line.
Okay. Yeah, Carolyn here. Sorry, I got knocked off and just came back on.
While Mr. Letterer is finishing up the motion that's before us, I wanted to recognize you for your announcement or something regarding work group meetings.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that we set up another work group to deal with a list, and I was hoping that Casey could be there since it's one of those issues that really needs his guidance.
Well, his participation is up to him.
That's correct. But I'm glad he's on the call.
Can you promise it won't be a three-hour meeting?
Well, if you...
if available, let's try to figure this out by email, probably, but I have a fairly open schedule this week. Did you have a time in mind?
Well, I have a fairly open schedule, too. It's just the times I don't have in mind, so the later the better for me on the East Coast. Wednesday is not good. I mean, I have meetings
every
time.
Point of order,
Mr.
Chairman?
9 o'clock would be good.
Members recognized for point of order?
Can I suggest that the scheduling could be done offline?
Yeah, it's a six-person discussion, so, yeah, it doesn't have to happen now during the meeting.
Does anyone else want to join this work group? We can certainly do this offline. I'll send my availability and Serene,
the point is not well taken because this item was added to the agenda, but it's not a decision of the committee, so excessive discussion is not required on the call.
Well, this is Therese. I would like to say something. I'm on this subcommittee, and correct?
Yes, that's right.
Group.
I have meetings Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night of this week. So I just thought I'd call that to your attention.
Well, at least Friday, which is a PNB meeting.
It doesn't necessarily have to be an evening meeting. It can be a daytime meeting. And I really think certainly one of the people isn't even on this call. It's not something we have to spend time discussing.
Okay, that's fine. I'm open to morning or early afternoon.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Terry?
I hear two voices.
We'll get it.
The one who
out.
Said Mr. Chair, I recognize.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
It's Brazan. Okay. I just want to make sure because by June 8th, I need to have the wording as we passed it on the motion that I proposed regarding the local election supervisors. I have to notice it to the PNB. I noticed the item 3 weeks ago to the PNB, or 2 weeks ago to the PNB, but I need the actual motion if it could be sent to me. Were the minutes sent out? Did I just miss it?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
This is the motion that we are going to present to the PNB that was passed at our previous meeting regarding hiring the local election supervisors early. I just need the motion as it was passed, sent to me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's my fault, and I don't know if I'm actually out of town this week. Hopefully, I have that and can send it out. If not, I'll listen. Yeah. Sorry. That's my fault.
Thank you. I just need to have it before the 8th. Thank you. And I think Casey has an update about, because we had also referred it to the Finance Committee for financial impact statement.
So, Ms. Brazan, if you don't get the language by 24 hours before you need to present it, call me and I'll listen to the audio.
Thank you.
This is Bob. I'm ready now with my language.
Mr. Lederer is recognized.
Okay. All right. Obviously, I'm sure this can be improved. The committee instructs the working group to develop language for proposed amendments to Section 5, what article is that? Oh, Article 4. Yeah, Article 4, Section 5, providing, and then there's 3 points. First is a set of target dates for the key steps in the election process to be included in the bylaws. Second, a bylaws provision allowing the PNB to adopt as policy by a supermajority and by a particular deadline before each election year a set of dates that vary from the target date in case of special circumstances for a particular year. And then the third point is addressing the concerns raised on tonight's call by the National Election Supervisor.
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia. Brazon.
I'd like those issues identified in the motion. Ms. Brazon?
Yes, I would like, instead of supermajority, the specific percentage proposed.
That's fine with me, as long as we can reach consensus on this call. By supermajority, I was just assuming, because it is midnight, that we may not, you know, tonight reach agreement. Do we mean 60%? Do we mean two-thirds? And leave that to the working group to come up with a recommendation.
Okay.
Just that it be more than 50% plus one.
Okay, that's fine. I'm good.
And I agree with Terry, we should list the specific things that that Casey wanted. I just didn't have them handy.
Yeah,
one
was the record date being before the close of nomination.
Right, but I just wanted to point out that the previous item that I was raising about that has to go to the PNB was not complete because we have to hear from Casey on that as well. Okay, go ahead.
And can I request that Bob read that again?
We'll let him work on it a bit more.
Well, I need
and
that
Casey
list.
Respond
Casey's list.
With his list of the items that should be listed.
Well, the main, we're about the record date. As somebody said, that it should be prior to the checking of the signatures on the ballot. Not on the ballot, signatures on the petitions. The other matter has to do with meeting quorum.
Right.
And whether we're going to keep the elections open until quorum is met or at least some period longer than 2 weeks, which is inadequate.
Was there another member who wished to be recognized? Actually, Mr. Peters, you were asked to respond to what Ms. Brazon said about early hire of local election supervisors.
Yes, I don't know if Ms. Williams is on the call still.
Who?
I'm not aware of any action on whether they can just go directly to the PNB. Are they meeting?
You're breaking up, but you were asking when the next PNB meeting is.
Yes, is that June 8th?
Mm-hmm. Ms. Brazon?
Yes, and I think that what Casey was asking for was LaVarne, because she on our previous meeting, I believe that LaVarne was going to take it to the Finance Committee for the financial impact. Mm-hmm. I don't have the minutes, so I'm not.
LaVarne?
This is
LaVarne.
What was your question?
At our previous elections meeting, I thought that you had agreed to take it to the Finance Committee for the financial impact, the issue of hiring the local election supervisors early at Casey's request.
Yeah, we have a meeting this week. We'll do it then.
Thursday.
We have a meeting on Thursday.